Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today is a wedding story. Why am I telling a wedding story today? Because today is actually the 94th anniversary of Lubavitcher Rebbe's and the Rebbeson's wedding in 1928 in Warsaw, Poland. So in honor of that event, in which actually, as the Rebbe put it, on this day, I became connected to you, meaning the Hasidim and the Jewish people, and you became connected to me. A leader of the Jewish people only can lead if he has a connection to the people he's leading. Before the Rebbe married his Rebbetzin, who was the daughter of the previous Rebbe, he did not actually have a connection to all Jewish people. But once the marriage took place, there was the beginning of a connection to all the Hasidim and eventually to all the Jewish people. So in honor of that event, I would like to share with you an amazing wedding story. In this wedding story, there was a bachur. There was a young man. And this young man was of marriageable age. He was learning in yeshiva. And he was actually a brilliant Talmud Chacham. And now he was, I don't know exactly how old, but he was old enough to get married. And so his Rosh Hashiva said to him, it's time for you to get married. I don't know if it was his Rosh Hashiva or his Rebbe. Said to him, it's time for you to get married. So this Bacher, whose name I don't remember, I'm sorry, but we'll call him Yitzchak. This Bachar Yitzchak said, okay, how do you get married? Well, his Rebbe said to him, what you do is you arrange a shidduch, or I will arrange a shidduch for you, and you will meet the girl who I think would be a good shidduch for you, and you talk and see if you have the same values, the same things which are important. And if you feel that you are a good couple, if you like each other, and after a meeting or some meetings, if you decide so, then that's the person you should marry. Okay, said Yitzchak, that sounds pretty simple. And so his Rebbe said to him, fine, I will arrange for someone to meet with you, and you will spend some time together, and we'll see if you both feel that it's a good shidduch, that this is a person that you should marry. And so they met. But I have to tell you one thing about this Bachar Yitzchak that he didn't tell you so far, and that is, it's true, he was a very brilliant Talmud Chacham, and he was a very nice person, but he did have something that was physically not healthy. And that was that he had what's called a hunchback, which means that he had something wrong with his back, and so therefore he always stood or walked or sat very hunched over. That's why it's called a hunchback. So his spine was bent in a way not like the average person, not in a healthy way, where basically we can stand up straight. He's not able to stand up straight or sit up straight. He was always quite bent over. Now, for him, it didn't really matter that much because he was such a great Talmud Chacham that his whole life was going to be learning Torah, perhaps teaching Torah. And for that, he didn't really have to stand up straight or sit up straight. He was able to be bent over, and he would do just fine. But the truth is, he was more than just a hunchback. He was a double hunchback, which means that not only was he bent over in a very unusual way, but the bend itself was bent over. So he was doubly bent over, very extremely bent over, and he did not have that attractive appearance. Therefore, at least as far as his back went, as far as being bent over. Usually when we look at somebody, they stand up straight and nice and tall, it is more attractive. So he therefore was not such an attractive looking person, but he was a nice person, that's for sure. I'm sure he had a nice smile, and he was quite brilliant. But that was a certain disadvantage that he had. Okay, fine. So his Rebbe arranges the meeting, and he sits down in the room with the young lady, a nice young lady, and they talk for a while, but a nice conversation about the different things, and then about what they felt was important in life, and in marriage, and so forth. And after a while, Yitzchak felt, my goodness, this is such a nice young lady, and we seem to agree about so many things. We both think that this and this and this are important things, and this is how, if we are blessed with children, we would like to raise our children this way. And so therefore, he said to the young lady, after a while, I don't know if it was the first time they met, or the second time, or the third time, he said to her, well, would you like to marry me? And she said, no. So he said, well, is it because I'm a double hunchback? Because my back is so doubly bent over? And she said, yes. She was quite honest. He said, well, I will tell you the truth. I happen to know something about my double hunchback, and that is that really I only should have been a single hunchback. And the Shem had in mind that you would also be a single hunchback and that we would get married. But when my soul realized that my whole life was going to be learning Torah, my soul decided to offer to take your part of the hunchback and become a double hunchback, and you wouldn't be a hunchback at all, because my soul knew that for you it would be important in your life not to be a hunchback at all. And my soul knew that in my life, being a double hunchback wouldn't make that much difference over being a single hunchback. And that's why my soul accepted to be a double hunchback, and that's why I am a double hunchback, and that's why you are not a hunchback at all. Well, the young lady thought that was a nice story, but she didn't actually believe it was really true, and therefore she said, well, still, no, I do not really want to marry you, I'm sorry. And so Yitzchak said, well, okay, but since you don't want to marry me, then why should I carry both hunchbacks? So if you're not going to marry me, you could have your part of the hunchback back, and you could deal with your hunchback just like I will deal with my hunchback. And she said, oh, that's a funny joke. Yeah, that would be very funny. But no, still, I don't want to marry you. As soon as she said the words, still, I don't want to marry you, suddenly, unfortunately, her back began to hurt. And without even meaning to, she began to get bent over. And she got more bent over and more bent over. And she suddenly realized that what Yitzchak was saying was really true. That Yitzchak was really only supposed to be a single hunchback. But because he agreed, or his neshama agreed, his soul agreed, to take her half of the hunchback, therefore, that's why she was healthy. And only because they were supposed to get married was that arrangement acceptable in heaven. And she realized that if she would say no, she would refuse to marry this Yitzchak, who was, after all, a very nice person, then if she would continue to refuse, she would have to live her whole life with a hunchback. But if she would accept, then she would live her whole life without a hunchback. And so she turned to Yitzchak and she said, well, I see that it is a true thing that you're saying, and therefore I accept your proposal, and yes, I will marry you. As soon as she said those words, immediately her hunchback went away, her back pain went away, and she was able to sit up straight. And so these two, who were meant for each other, got married and lived a very, very happy life together. Yitzchak in his Torah learning, and his wife in being a wife and a mother and raising children. And they were very, very happy. What does this story teach us? It teaches us a very important lesson. Many times we may meet somebody, or maybe somebody in our family, or somebody in our school or yeshiva, or one of our friends, and we see that they have something about them that's not healthy. It might be something in their midos. It might be something physical. It might be something with some other part of their health. And we may not really like that person because of this thing. Well, just think, maybe that person has a double portion of that fault, because half of that fault was supposed to be yours or mine. And maybe their neshama, their soul, accepted to have a double portion of that fault or that unhealthiness as a big favor to me or you. And with this attitude, we can be much more friendly to everybody we know, and we can have a lot more Avos Yisrael, because what usually keeps us from having Avos Yisrael, love of our fellow Jew, is that we find something wrong about the person, distasteful, hard to handle, unpleasant. But if we think to ourselves that maybe this person took a double portion of that unpleasantness, or that ill health, or that bad midah, which they are struggling with, in order to do us a favor, now we can have Avos Yisrael for them. Just like Yitzchak and his wife, whose name must have been Rivka, were able to be happily married because Yitzchak took a double portion of the hunchback on himself. And so this is what we should always try to do, try to overcome all the obstacles, all the difficulties in having Avos Yisrael, and especially people very close to us, but also people who are not close to us, and be able to have Avos Yisrael for them. And this will certainly bring Mashiach so much quicker. Thank you for joining the story of the day.